Economic impact of logistics. Logistics is sometimes measured as a percentage of gross domestic product, GDP, to highlight the economic impact it has on the comparative advantage between countries. Comparative advantage is an economic concept that can refer to a country's ability to produce a given good more efficiently than other countries can. Lowering the cost of logistics provides or reinforces these competitive advantages. As of 2023, Vietnam's percentage had fallen to 20.9 from 22.5 in 2012. China had fallen to 14.4 from 17.8% in 2012, and India was below 9%, 13% in 2012. Often the infrastructure in a country becomes a limiting factor in how efficient a logistics operation can become. Countries such as Vietnam are making large investments in infrastructure to become more competitive in this area. Other options could be to reduce regulations, as China has done, in addition to investing in infrastructure, such as reducing tolls and commercial vehicle testing requirements. Leaders in this area, such as Germany, Japan, France, and the U.S. also work to make improvements, but sometimes get mixed results due to the difficulty in improving systems that are already efficient. According to the 34th Annual State of Logistics Report by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, published in 2023, United States organizations had 2022 logistics costs totaling $2.32 trillion. This was an increase over the prior year of 19.6%. The logistics sector's percentage of U.S. GDP was 9.1% of GDP from 2013 to 2021. This had been in the range of 7.36 to 8%, and logistics was a strong driver of the high 2022 inflation rate of 8.0%. Part of the reason that certain countries have low logistics costs relative to GDP is that organizations in these countries have made continued reductions in aggregate inventory levels based on systems such as lean and just-in-time, as well as better logistics information systems. In 1981, inventory in the U.S. was 24% of GDP. In 2022, it was just 14.6%. Other significant components of logistics costs include the costs of fuel and the relative differential between supply and demand for transportation. Economic impact of utility. Another way of looking at the economic impact of logistics is to return to the concepts of time utility, place utility, and so on. Exhibit 1-17 shows how high fuel prices can result in an unacceptable cost, while lower fuel prices can provide the same product at a cost that leaves room for a profit margin at a price the consumer is willing to pay. Exhibit 1-17, fixed and variable transportation costs impact place utility. The exhibit explores the concept of place utility in the form of landed cost. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, this cost includes the product cost plus the costs of logistics, such as warehousing, transportation, and handling fees. Creating place utility involves transporting goods to places where they are in high demand and thus will command a higher price. Getting a product to that point while still allowing for a net profit at a competitive price is the goal. Exhibit 1-17 shows that logistics has both fixed and variable costs. Reducing either of these costs can help keep the landed cost acceptable. The exhibit assumes that the price of the product and the fixed logistics costs, for example overhead, will remain the same between the scenarios, but that fuel prices can increase or decrease the variable cost, or cost per kilometer or mile, within a given range. A change in this rate changes the slope of the line in the exhibit. The longer the distance in a transportation journey, the greater the savings of any reduction in variable costs. Conversely, higher variable costs are exacerbated by longer distances. The exhibit shows that sourcing closer to the point of demand is one way to reduce risks because it reduces the variability of logistics costs related to distance. Of course, sourcing closer to the point of demand could raise the price of the product or the fixed logistics costs, at which point there may or may not be savings from moving closer. Finding ways to reduce fixed logistics costs is one way that 3PLs and package services provide added economic value. Larger organizations with more units to ship can spread their fixed costs over a larger number of units. Transportation cost is also related to an organization's effective market area. The law of squares, or Lardner's law, states that any reduction in transportation cost will be directly proportional to the increase in the market area where the product can be sold competitively. That is, if you reduce the transportation cost by half, you double the radius that you can serve. The law of squares refers to the fact that doubling the radius of a circle results in about 4 times the geographic surface area. The circle expands in all directions. Conversely, if an organization invests in economies of scale for production by concentrating production in a specific location or specializing production in various locations, the benefits of these efficiencies could be lost if the transportation network is longer, less efficient, and more costly than needed. From a time utility perspective, a critical way to increase the economic value of logistics is to increase inventory turnover. One way to do this is by reducing the number of days that inventory remains in the pipeline. The order cycle time is directly related to the amount of aggregate inventory that must be kept. Exhibit 1-18 shows how this curve increases faster as order cycle times grow very long. Exhibit 1-18, units in inventory versus length of order cycle time. A customer's average inventory is a function of the cycle time and the units sold during the cycle time plus safety stock. If 100 units are sold per day in a 10-day cycle time, then 1,000 units will be the amount of inventory the supplier will replenish at each order. Divided by 2, this is 500 units on average, assuming no safety stock. If the cycle time is reduced to 5 days, this would be 500 units per order and an average inventory of 250 units. Reducing the order cycle time will provide 2 types of inventory cost savings. First, there will be a one-time cost savings because the average inventory level will drop and there will be less investment in inventory. Second, there will be ongoing annual savings because the inventory level used in inventory carrying cost calculations will be lower. In one study cited in Managing Supply Chains, a logistics approach by Coyle et al., it was estimated that taking certain measures would reduce the number of days spent in and between warehouses and in retail space from 104 days to 61 days, which would save $30 billion per year for the grocery industry. Note that logistics costs often vary significantly by industry. In many other areas, the economic cost of logistics reflects the trade-offs discussed elsewhere. For example, Exhibit 1-19 shows that when graphing logistics cost against customer service, the curves for the cost of lost sales and the cost of inventory have an inverse relationship. Too low levels of inventory or too few reorder points have high levels of lost sales, while the opposite is true for very high levels of inventory or a large number of reorder points. The total cost curve is simply the sum of the two other cost curves. In the exhibit, note how the total cost curve has a wide area where costs remain relatively low over an extended range. The lowest possible cost will be near the point where the two curves intersect, but the important takeaway is that the organization needs to keep its activities somewhere within this optimal cost range. A very similar relationship can be observed when the transportation cost curve is substituted for the inventory cost curve. This would be true anytime an increase in transportation cost is related to an increase in customer service, more reliable or faster. Exhibit 1-19, inventory carrying cost versus cost of lost sales. An organization should stop increasing inventory levels when the marginal cost exceeds the marginal benefit to customer service. Marginal cost is the cost of adding one more unit, in this case, one more unit of inventory. Here are some other factors that affect the economic impact of logistics. Transportation is the largest cost area in logistics, with truck shipping the largest mode. The State of Logistics report put 2018 U.S. transportation costs at 63% of total logistics costs, $669 billion for motor carrier, and $369 billion for all other modes. Inventory carrying costs were 30%, and the warehousing portion of this was about 9% of total logistics costs. Macroeconomic information such as that discussed above uses averages. Logistics costs vary between high and low performers and by region, industry, and organization. Large organizations tend to have better economies of scale and thus lower logistics costs than small organizations. The substitution effect is a macroeconomic observation of how readily a customer will turn to a competitor's product that provides a similar benefit. some goods and industries have higher levels of substitution than others. Highly substitutable goods need higher levels of customer service, since a backorder will likely lead to a lost sale. Marketing to increase brand awareness aims to reduce substitutability. More valuable goods increase the costs of inventory, warehousing, transportation, and industrial packaging. They have higher costs for the inventory itself, for security, risk, insurance, and so on. However, cost as a percentage of sales will appear to be lower because the high value of the goods will distort the cost of logistics. It will be a lower total percentage even if monetary values are quite high. Fragile goods will have similar upward sloping cost curves. As density increases, logistics costs go down on a cost per unit weight basis because more freight can be shipped in the same space. Economics of supply and demand points. The basic economics of logistics has to do with comparative advantage. A comparative advantage in one area may be reduced by a competitor's advantage in a different area. Often this plays out in an analysis of the spatial relationships between suppliers, producers, and key markets. The cost of transportation generally increases with distance, so the relative distances between transportation nodes can be broken down to determine where the cost advantages and disadvantages exist. Exhibit 1-20 compares an organization located near a key customer market versus one located farther away, but in a country with low labor costs. In this example, the local provider's key competitor has half the production cost. This disadvantage to the local producer is offset in a relative cost advantage provided by low logistics costs, allowing the local producer to undercut the price of the product in that market by 1 euro per unit. However, this local producer will not fare as well in a different market area that is distant from their production source. The producer with low labor costs will have an advantage in many of these more distant key markets. Furthermore, the low labor cost producer could take other measures to reduce logistics costs. For example, establishing a warehouse in the key market might allow the competitor to ship consolidated full container loads rather than less than container loads to that market. Of course, the warehouse would increase other costs that would need to be considered. In addition to a cost comparison, organizations sometimes source in a certain country or region for strategic reasons, such as availability of raw materials or because they plan on establishing a sales market there and want to advertise as locally sourced. Those components would also have lower logistics costs for that market. Note also that inbound physical supply costs would consist of multiple shipments from various distances. However, analysis of the inbound cost for each individual material could reveal areas where a very distant supplier could be replaced to reduce the average inbound physical supply cost.